When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rab? When will I, O Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, there are countless blessings and rewards for sending Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's been mentioned that the one who recites Durood Sharif once upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person gets 10 good deeds, his 10 sins are forgiven, and his rank is elevated by 10 times. Subhanallah. Just think to yourself, how long does it take to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Second, but if you recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, you get 10 good deeds, your 10 sins are forgiven, and your rank is elevated by 10 times. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we should try to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Make one intention, that every day inshallah, we will recite Durood Sharif at least 313 times upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, just think to yourself, you're going to a bank with the intention of taking a large sum from the bank, from your bank account. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, you're waiting in the line. You think to yourself, who's watching me? Who's here? Who's behind me? Who's in front of me? I need to take a large sum of money. Who is in front of me? Who's behind me? Who's watching me? Now, when you get to the cashier to take this money out, you give him your bank account card. You give him your bank book. And you very slowly, you say to him, that I want to take this much money from my bank account. I want to take this large sum of money out of my bank account. But at the same time, you say very slowly, because you know there's people behind you. You don't want them to hear that you're taking this much money out of your bank account. Now, once this is all sorted, once you've got your money, once you leave the bank, now you think to yourself that I need to quickly get into my car. I need to quickly get home. Why? Because even though I might have said it slowly, people are watching me. People have seen me take a large amount of money from my bank account. Now you quickly get into your car. You quickly get home with this fear that what if someone robs me? What if someone steals this money? What if someone takes my belongings? What if someone takes this large sum of money? This is a type of fear of this dunya, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. Inshallah azawajal, we will be starting a new silsila from today, that we will be talking about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? We're going to be talking about the different stages of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be listening to some blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then inshallah, during this series, inshallah, during this silsila, we will be discussing and we will be talking about how our previous predecessors, how they used to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, how their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal was like, how their taqwa was like. And then inshallah Azza wa Jal, in our last episode, we will discuss of how to obtain the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, how to obtain taqwa, inshallah Azza wa Jal. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, before we talk about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to understand what fear actually means. What is the definition of fear? The definition of fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain or harm. When it comes to the fear in this dunya, my dear respected Islamic brothers, for example, a businessman. Now, a businessman, he starts with one branch, and then slowly, slowly he gets successful. He starts opening other branches of his business. Then he moves to opening other branches of his company across the country, and then he moves to a global level. But even though his business is successful, even though he's a successful businessman, he also fears that what if my business collapses? What if my business goes downhill? What if I lose my businesses? He has this fear at the bottom of his heart. This is also a type of fear of this dunya. Also, if you look at someone who is working for someone, he's not a businessman, he's just working, he's got a job for someone, he's working for someone. Now this person, he's got a lot of money coming in. Now this person, he's running his household cost due to this job. Now he's got a very good job. He's doing very well in his field. But my dear Sami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this person still, at the bottom of his mind, he fears that what if I am made redundant? What if I lose my job? Now the manager calls him in. You got a meeting. You need to have a meeting. Now that meeting could be about anything else. But this person fears that what if it's redundancy? What if I lose my job? What if I am being made redundant? He has this fear at the bottom of his heart. If you look at someone, he starts getting some headaches. He starts to get some pains in his body. Now what happens? He goes to the doctors. He complains to the doctor. Tells the doctor, I've got this pain. I've got this headache that is not going away. The doctor sends him for a scan. He has a scan. When he gets the scan results, when he's waiting for the scan results, he's got this fear in his heart. He's got this fear in his mind that what if this is cancer? What if this is a tumor? So this is also a type of fear. A person, especially the youngsters, we've got a friend circle. You know, we go here, we go there. We spend time here, we spend time there. We go to school, we go to college, we go to university. We spend our time together. But this youngster still has the fear in his heart that what if something happens between us? What if I lose my friendship with this person, with this friend circle? He has this fear at the bottom of his heart. So these examples that I've just given to you, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, are just some examples of the fear of this dunya. Well, my dear Islamic brothers, in regards to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, a question might arise that what is taqwa? What is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? It's mentioned in Ihya al-Ulum by Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi that the fear of Allah implies that the thinking of the divine eternity and the absoluteness, divine wrath, divine severity and divine retribution, this brings embarrassment and sincere worry for a human. On page 26 of his excellent book, Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein Sawal Jawab of Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, the founder of Madani Channel, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliya, he writes, the fear of Allah means that one should be scared of Allah's hidden plan. His be-niyazi, meaning absolute self-reliance. His anger, his punishment, his torments, his wrath, and the destruction of faith as a result of this, etc., etc., etc. To control the nafs, to control the ego, this is a form of taqwa. This is a form of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, think to yourself, a snake. A snake. You know, people fear a snake. People are scared of snakes. They don't want to go and see snakes. That's how much fear they have of snakes. But for example, if someone was to get hold of a snake, if someone was to capture a snake, what will they do with it? Most likely kill it, or most likely take the venom out of the snake. If, for example, a thief, people fear, they put extra protection on to keep their belongings, to keep their things safe from the thieves. But my dear Islamic brothers, on the other hand, if someone was to capture a thief, if someone was to get hold of a thief, then what will he do with that thief? He will hold him until the police don't arrive, until that person is not arrested. But my dear Islamic brothers, we fear many things. But for our hereafter, when it comes to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, a person fears Allah and also loves Allah Azza wa Jal. When it comes to the fear of Allah, it indicates in saving oneself from displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is. This is what taqwa is. To avoid displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when you love someone, when you have love for someone, you are worried not to displease them. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is what Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to do. To act upon those commandments and to stay away from those things that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us not to do. For our hereafter, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, taqwa, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is very important, as well as living in this dunya as well. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, taqwa is a state of the heart. When a heart obtains taqwa, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the person, he will refrain from those actions that Allah and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have forbidden us from. If a person has taqwa, then that person will stay safe from the evils of shaitan and the nafs to an extent. If a person doesn't have taqwa, if a person doesn't have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he will do those actions that Allah Azza wa Jal has told us not to do. My dear Islamic brothers, fear of Allah is one of the mandatory qualities of the true believers. Allah has commanded Muslims at many places in the Holy Quran. The Quran, at many places in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has told the believers to obtain taqwa, to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. In the Holy Quran, taqwa, in regards to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This has been mentioned approximately 33 times in the Holy Quran. For example, Surah Maida, verse number 3, translation from the glorious Kunzul Iman. So do not fear them and fear me alone. Surah Ali Imran, translation from Kunzul Iman. And fear me if you are believers. Surah Azab, verse number 17. O believers, fear Allah and talk straight. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 102, translation from Kunzul Iman. O believers, fear Allah as He should be rightly feared, and never die but as Muslims. Surah Ali Imran again, verse number 175. It is only Shaitan who frightens you with his friends, so do not fear them, fear me if you are believers. Surah Nisa, ayah number 131. And indeed, we have emphasized to those who receive the books before you, and to you, that keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. It's mentioned in the Torah Sharif, the one who wants to become wise in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he should build the true fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, let's now have the honor, the privilege of listening to some blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to taqwa, in regards to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who fears Allah, everything is afraid of him. And the one who fears other than Allah, then Allah makes him scared of everything else. When the Sahaba, when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please advise us something. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would advise of taqwa, the fear of Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, wisdom in actual fact is the fear of Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when a believer's heart trembles with the fear of Allah azza wa jal, then his sins are forgiven the way the leaves fall off a tree. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Allah will say, take the one out of Jahannam, take the one out of the fire who remembered me at a time or feared me. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when his final moments of his life came close, the people, they asked him that please give us some nasihat, please advise us of something. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he said, I advise you to fear Allah, control your tongue and cry over your mistakes. It's been mentioned, the heart that moves away from the fear of Allah azza wa jal, that heart will become deserted. It's been mentioned by Sayyidina Sulaiman radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that every goodness of this world and the hereafter is the fear of Allah azza wa jal. When a truthful believer trembles with the fear of Allah azza wa jal, his sins shed as if the leaves shed are from a tree. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if you want to meet me, then after me fear me more. So my dear Islamic brothers, these are some blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to taqwa, in regards to the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Now inshallah azza wa jal, we will listen to the three stages of fear of Allah azza wa jal, the three stages of taqwa. Imam Ghazali has given us three stages of the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Number one is the weak state. Number two is the medium state. And number three is the strong state. In regards to the first one, the weak stage. This stage is when a person, his fear is so weak that he still doesn't adapt to performing good deeds and he doesn't prevent himself from performing sins. Just think to yourself, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. We may attend the Ijtimaat of Dawat Islami. We may watch Madani channel. We may hear about the punishments of Allah. We may remember the grave and we might remember the punishments of the grave. We may remember the horrors of the Day of Judgment. We may come across the punishments in Jahannam. But my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we may cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We may repent. We might ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. But just think to yourself, does this fear, does this crying allow us to stay away from sins and perform good deeds? With us it's the opposite. That we may cry in the fear of Allah. We might repent in the court of Allah. But when we go back home, when we go back to our affairs, we're back to square one. We may promise Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we promise you that we will save our eyes from looking at haram. But when we go back to our normal affairs, we must start looking at haram again. We may promise Allah that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I promise you that I will save my ears from listening to haram. But my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, when we go back to our affairs, we must go back to square one. We must start listening to haram. My dear family members and the viewers of Madani channel, we may promise Allah Azza wa Jal that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, after today, I will offer my salah, I will pray my 5 daily salah. But my dear family members and the viewers of Madani channel, when the time of Salatul Fajr, Zuhar, Maghrib, Isha, when the time of these 5 daily salah come, we might not even offer our 5 daily salah. We may promise Allah Azza wa Jal that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I promise you that in the month of Ramadan, I will keep my fast in the month of Ramadan. But when the month of Ramadan comes, due to the heat, due to the hunger, we might miss our fast. This is the weak stage of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. That a person, he may cry in the fear of Allah, but his fear doesn't allow him to stay away from sins and he doesn't adopt performing good deeds. Number 2 is the medium stage. This second type of taqwa that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes about is a medium stage. This is that when a person, he will refrain from sins and he will perform good deeds. Just think to yourself, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. When the time of salah comes, Salatul Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. When we remember that it's the time for salah, when we are told it's the time of salah, when we hear the azan, do we pray in the court of Allah? Do we offer our salah? My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, when we see something haram, unlawfully, do we continue to look or do we turn our eyesight away? My dear Islamic brothers, when we listen to something haram, do we continue to listen to that or do we move away from that place? Just think to yourself. This is the second stage of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. That my dear Islamic brothers, this level of the fear of Allah allows a person to refrain from sins and perform good deeds. The final stage, which is the strong stage of the fear of Allah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes that this person, he has so much fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that he loses all hopes that he will be forgiven. This is the final stage of taqwa. But my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the best out of these 3 stages is the medium stage. That due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, a person refrains from performing sins and performs good deeds in abundance. But my dear Islamic brothers, remember, the ulama kiram, they say that iman, faith is in the center of hope and fear. Meaning that a believer, he should not have that much fear that he becomes hopeless, but he should not have that amount of least fear that he starts performing sins, thinking that Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, Allah will forgive me. He should not be like this. A believer, he should be in the middle. That he should think that Allah is merciful, no doubt. But at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal can punish me. Allah Azza wa Jal can send me into the fire of Jahannam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's been mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Faqih Abu Lays Samarkandi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that you can find 8 signs of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in a person. Number 1 is the tongue. This is because the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will save him from backbiting, talking unnecessarily. He will do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. Just think to yourself, Madhya Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. When's the last time that we recited the Quran? When's the last time that we sent peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When's the last time that we, using this tongue, did the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? Just think to yourself. That person who cannot speak. He tries to speak, but the people don't understand him. They don't know what he's saying. But Allah has given us a tongue. We can speak. People understand us. But what are we using our tongue for? Are we using this to backbite other Muslims, to slander other Muslims? Or are we using this tongue to do the zikr of Allah, to praise Allah, to please Allah Azza wa Jal? The second sign of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is the stomach. This is because when a person who has the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will save his stomach from haram and he will only eat halal to his needs. Number 3 is the eyes. This is because the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will save a person from looking at unlawful things and he will not look at the beauty of this world, but when he looks, he will only look to take a lesson. This thing to yourself, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. Do we use these eyes to please Allah Azza wa Jal or do we use these eyes to displease Allah Azza wa Jal? This thing to yourself. That blind person, we may know someone who is blind. That blind person, his children say to him on the day of Eid, that, oh my father, oh my dad, look at my beautiful clothes that I'm wearing on the blessed day of Eid. His father opens the eyes, this blind person opens the eyes, but he cannot see his children on the day of Eid. When they go to the beautiful lands of Makkah and Madinat al-Munawwara, the announcements made that, oh people, look at the beautiful Kaaba, look at the blessed green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This blind person, he cannot see. He cannot see the blessed Kaaba. He cannot see the blessed green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You tell me, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, when he is listening to all this, when he is listening to people crying after looking at the Kaaba, looking at the green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will he not think that, Ya Allah azza wa jal, if you gave me eyes as well, Ya Allah, if you gave me eyes, I could have seen the blessed Kaaba as well. I could have seen the blessed green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah has given us eyes. Number four is the hands. The fear of Allah azza wa jal will save a person from never moving his hands forward for haram, but he will only use these hands to please Allah azza wa jal. These hands, within our lifetime, we've touched many things. Within our mobile phones, we've opened many things. With our laptop, with our computer, we've opened many things using these hands. But have we seen more, have we touched more halal, or have we touched more haram? What are we using our hands for? These hands, a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask that person who does have a hand. Ask that person who does have a hand. He can't pick up anything. He can't touch anything. Just think to yourself, a piece of advice. You know, when you're home alone, tie one of your hands behind your back for 12 minutes. 12 minutes all alone home. And then try to do your daily activities. You won't be able to do nothing, because this hand is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. But my dear son, what are we using our hand for? Forget the hand for a moment. Just this thumb. Tie your thumb like this for 12 minutes and try to pick up things, try to put things down. You will quickly come to realize that this thumb is also a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number five, his feet. As he will never move his feet for the disobedience of Allah, but he will move them to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If our feet cannot take us to the masjid to offer our five daily salah, then how will these feet take us into paradise? Just think to yourself. Number six, his heart. Because he removes hatred of other Muslims, jealousy of other Muslims from his heart, and he will develop a passion to serve the Muslims and have a soft heart. Number seven, he will act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal by worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal solely for his pleasure, and he will stay away from showing off. Number eight, the final one, is the ears. This is because from using his ears, he will only listen to permissible things and not hear unlawful things. Talking about the ears, talking about the tongue, look how merciful Allah Azza wa Jal is. Look how merciful He is. That, you know, today when we use these eyes to displease Allah Azza wa Jal, we disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is so merciful that when we displease Him using these eyes, when we disobey Him using these eyes, He does not take our eyes away from us. These hands, when we disobey Allah Azza wa Jal using these hands, Allah is so merciful to us that He does not take our hands away from us. These ears, we listen to haram all day, but Allah is so merciful that He does not make us deaf. Now, all these things I've mentioned to you, that there are eight signs of a person who has the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Where do we stand, Madhya Islam, other than the viewers of Madhya channel? Are our limbs pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, or do we use our limbs to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A form of taqwa is also that when a person performs a good deed, he should have this stage of taqwa that he thinks to himself that what if my good deed is not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think to yourself, we perform hajj, we tell everyone, oh brother, me, I've performed this much hajj in my life. I've performed this much umrahs in my life. Brother, me, I pray my five daily salah in the first row of the masjid. I pray all my sunnats, I pray all my nafal. Brother, me, I pray my tahajjud salah. We blow our own trumpet. Brother, this is how much money I give to the masjid. Brother, this is how much money I give to the poor. So we start blowing our trumpet. But my dear Sahib, there's a form of taqwa, a form of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, is that a person, he performs a good deed, but he thinks to himself, he worries to himself that what if this good deed is not accepted in the court of Allah. Think to yourself, my dear Sahib, we do not know. We do not know of which of our good deeds have been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and which of our good deeds haven't been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Think to you, but we know one thing. We do know one thing. We do not know which good deeds have been accepted, but we know one thing. Within our lifetimes, we've performed many sins. We've performed many sins to disobey Allah. We've performed many things that have caused the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's for sure. Today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this episode, we've listened to a brief introduction of what taqwa is. We've listened to the three stages of taqwa. We've listened to the 8 signs of taqwa. We've listened to some blessed sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, in the coming episodes, we will listen to of how our previous predecessors, how they used to fear Allah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal give us taqwa. May Allah azza wa jal give us his fear. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rabb? When will I